Before the coronavirus pandemic, South Dakota's unemployment trust fund balance was $132 million. Now it stands at $114 million, a drop of $18 million in 7 weeks.
But the preliminary modeling we've done does show that our trust fund will remain solvent for the remainder of the calendar year.
Marcia Holtman runs the State Department of Labor and Regulation. She says by the end of the year, the fund will need more money from employers or the federal government or both. So far, congressional unemployment assistance just passes through the State Department on its way to unemployed workers. It doesn't increase the state's trust fund balance because the state is still paying out benefits. Holtman says the state trust fund might eventually need a loan or grant from the federal government. That happened a decade ago during the Great Recession. Employers might also have to kick in extra money. State law triggers an extra surcharge if the fund drops to $11 million. Holtman knows that would hit employers hard.
Right. And that's the problem with the system, that typically when times are the worst is when you may have that surcharge kick on. So that's why we've tried to design our trust fund to avoid that at all costs. But like I said, this is unprecedented and nothing that we could have ever possibly modeled for.
Since the beginning of the pandemic, about 23,000 people in South Dakota have filed for unemployment. Holtman has reassigned dozens of people in her department to help take calls and process claims. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.